Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have tuned in from wherever on the planet you happen to be. We've got a returning guest to talk to today on our Newsmaker line. It's Desmond Adams, who is an author, speaker, and the chief executive officer of a company called Focus and Find, socially responsible talent acquisition. That's a firm that he has. And we're going to be talking about, well, HR issues and how and why maybe this whole trying to find workers, employees in key positions needs to perhaps change. Desmond, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you back.
Michael, thank you for having me.
All right. First of all, let's peel back the onion just a bit. And so folks understand, because they may not know anything about Focus and Find. Talk to us about what is Focus and Find at its core, Desmond.
Certainly. Focus and Find is a talent acquisition, a socially responsible talent acquisition recruiting firm and consulting firm. We help companies become more socially responsible through their recruiting of inclusive talent while increasing their profit as well as their competitive advantage.
And that's important for what reason?
Because business, ultimately, business is about earnings before, is about profit. And at the end of the day, EBITDA, earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, is the lifeblood of capitalism and business.
So what we're talking about is not a political statement. This is about business, yes?
100% based in old-fashioned cash.
And
100% based in business.
And how is it, and where do we see evidence, Desmond, that becoming a proponent of socially responsible talent acquisition, where do we see evidence that this is good for business?
Michael, McKinsey and Company specifically has had some groundbreaking research regarding the more inclusive and diverse the executive team was a direct correlation, not a causation, but a direct correlation to increased EBITDA. And some reports are at even 30% of increased profitability for an organization by having a more inclusive leadership team that leads and drives your organization.
And would that be because, I'm just guessing here, going to spitball this one, would that be because around the table, around the decision-making table, you have different life experiences that better, perhaps, mirror society as a whole?
I would only add on to that, and your customer base as a whole.
Sure, because we're not...
So your customers are not only men, or you're not. Your customers are not only women. Your customers not only Caucasian, or only African Americans, only Hispanics. That way of thinking is old. It's tired, and it's not profitable. Where what's profitable is to recognize that each one of those groups that I just mentioned, plus many, 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 many more groups, all participate in capitalism. And so you want to make certain that your business is getting as much business as they can, not just limited business within the business realm of your industry.
I understand totally. And, you know, and just as a picture to help people perhaps understand more about this, let me just give you something that I've never quite understood, Desmond. We've been through some political issues in recent memory, very recent memory. And it always surprises me a bit when, and I don't care what party or what candidate it is, when a business starts to put candidate posters and placards out in front of their business. And it, because sometimes that can drive away individuals who are maybe on the other side of whatever that political spectrum is. And those businesses may lose business because of that stance. But I would suspect that socially responsible talent acquisition doesn't necessarily take a side, but it offers a system where everybody wins. Would that be accurate?
That would be accurate.
All right. So, you know, we've talked a little bit about how HR functions and how talent acquisition people out there, how they have gone about finding individuals. So why, what is the reason? At the bottom line, I think we've already discussed this, but I want to hit it again because I think this is important for people to understand. What's the reason this whole system of finding key people, why does it need to change, Desmond?
Okay, so I think, Michael, I think the best place is to inform your audience that may not reside in the talent acquisition space of what currently does the marketplace hold.
Yes.
So I'll share a little bit about what the current marketplace does. Then I'm going to talk about the challenge that our clients are experiencing, and I'll stop at that point. But then it will make sense as to how to apply a different thought process.
Excellent. Let's go.
First, recruiting, when you talk about direct placement, and direct placement is when I contact you about said opportunity. So I have an opportunity at ABC company, and it is a specific company, and you are a specific candidate. You might be a great fit for that company, and we approach you with the opportunity for that other company. That's direct. That would be a direct placement. Now, how that direct placement is done today primarily is in one or two categories. Primarily, you have hybrids, but we're only talking sort of the base models. One model is retained. One model is contingency. Contingency is basically typically applied at jobs that are $100,000 in base remuneration and below. And so contingency is where you talk to the recruiter. They really don't learn much about you. They saw your resume, and they're trying to get that resume or some document to their client as quickly as they can because they are in a race against other firms that also have that job, and everyone's touching someone. That's where the term headhunter comes from, because it's sort of like you're throwing the heads against the wall, and whoever sticks, I will be compensated as a recruiter contingent on them being hired. That's contingency. On retained, from $100,000 and above. So anytime you see a job or someone, typically a president, a senior vice president, chairman, board member, or other senior executive or senior position, and they take on a new job, there was typically a firm in the background like us that helped to navigate that. So a retained firm, they're operating off of what? A retainer. So that retainer ties the time of the recruiter and the recruiting team specifically to their project, and that's all that they're working on with that retainer. The expectation is that team has the job, and your job is to fulfill the job for the client. So those are the two methods today in direct placement: retained executive search, contingency search. Now, I will say there are a bunch of different hybrids models, right? There are people that have taken, you know, pay me for one quarter and don't pay me for the second. And there are hybrids that people have come up with. But for the most part, the system of recruiting has not changed in tens of years. Retained, contingency, right? So issue two, what is the challenge the clients have? The clients are not having a challenge just hiring individuals, which is a specific spot-on hire of retained and contingency, one person I'm going after. There is a complete movement right now globally that we are experiencing, where companies are awakening to the fact of, wait a minute, there are opportunities for additional revenue in areas that we haven't gone to before. And we need to look more like our customer base. And our board members are saying, hey, we need to be, your executive leadership needs to achieve more inclusion. And then you have inside your organization people that are saying, hey, is this a company for me or not, based on I don't see anyone that looks like me at a senior role in this organization or has ever been in this organization. So maybe this is not necessarily the company that would attract me or would want to maintain me. And then lastly, retention. How do you retain employees when there's always the murmur of he or she don't belong here, or he or she are here based on some preference, or he or she are based on something else that's subjective. So that impacts the retention. So right now, our corporations or organizations are having challenges with retention because candidates and employees are looking left and right and saying, do you deserve to be here? Now, that conversation's not new. That's been around 20, 30, 40, 50 years plus, longer than I've been here. But that discussion is there. Second, so you have to figure out, so that's the challenge. How do we make it, how do we drive an inclusive workforce, not simply hire one person to make that difference, but how do we go about that process being more inclusive so that I'm looking at more inclusive slates, so hence I can bring more inclusivity into my corporation, right? That's the challenge today. So when you see that challenge, and then you look at the options I just provided you of retain search or contingency search, you can see that retain and contingency are not really built. You can manipulate it, but it wasn't built to drive a systematic process for driving inclusion within an organization that also helps to soothe the concerns of employees around retention, or he or she don't belong here, or he and she are not able to do their job.
Desmond Adams is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder of Focus and Find, socially responsible talent acquisition. All right. So if we lay out the two forms of talent acquisition that are out there currently, and we see that there are some issues with both of those, how is Focus and Find different from what it is that is traditional in the marketplace?
Excellent, excellent question. You know, recruiting is a form of marketing for your organization. So if you're trying to get people to buy that working for you is worth the risk, you know, how well are you selling your organization to potential candidates, right? So like good marketing, your recruitment efforts should be ongoing and consistent in telling your organization's story to your target audience, or which would be candidates. Recruitment should be more than collecting resumes and bringing in candidates. It should be developing a relationship with potential candidates before, Michael, there is a need. Recruitment should be smart and intentional, not only introducing people to an organization, but also presenting a strong case for why your organization is where the best and brightest want to work. How well you recruit determines how well you hire. How well you hire determines how well you do business. How well you do business determines how much profitability you make. If you want to do business better, you have to recruit better.
And how does Focus and Find change that dynamic?
We have a subscription service called Focus 365 that allows for us to create, build, and maintain ongoing pools of where we are consciously inclusive. And while we're doing that pool, we maintain that pool of psychologically assessed candidates within those pools, and that are ready and are networking and building a relationship with our client ongoing. And then we nurture that relationship with the candidates, and we nurture the relationship with the client, and we nurture the relationships between the clients and the candidates. For when an opportunity presents itself, that relationship has already been established. However, this is the getter. Instead of, if I can give you a story, it's kind of an approach. I was inspired by the Native Americans. When they would kill a buffalo and they would take the heart, they would still use the rest of the carcass. They use the bones for tools. They use the hide, the leather for clothes and for teepees. They obviously use the food. They use the entire buffalo. If I can use that as an analogy, in recruiting today, we harvest the buffalo only for the heart.
Yeah.
So we go through 300 candidates to 200 to 100 to 50 to 20 to get to 10. And then we have relationships with these candidates. We know the 10, only one person gets the job. the other 299 candidates would be the carcass. And so that's highly ineffective in 2021. It's highly ineffective in 2020. And so moving forward, we have to create a way that a sustainable process is in place so that we are building pools of talent, that we know those pools. It lowers our time to hire. It increases our retention. It does wonders for morale. And more importantly, we blind the process, because socially responsible is being inclusive. Inclusive means white men too, okay? And so when we're talking about inclusivity, we're talking everyone. We're talking women and men, cultures. We're looking for all of those different types of candidates in addition to their incredible skill set, which is what has allowed them to even be sought after in the first place. That's the pool that we build for our clients. We build it, maintain it, curate it, add to it, take people out, and build that relationship for our clients. And we have found that that's been very, very successful, because even after someone is hired, we have a 12-month agreement. We are still nurturing the other candidates, and we've replaced the candidate that they hired in that pool, because they typically have job families. And so this allows the clients to have an inclusive pool of talent that may be able to be applied to other areas in their organization as well. In addition, we build a relationship with the client quarterly around this. So we're on the same side of the table with the client. So I just named a few tactics that woefully are different than what you would experience in a retain or a contingency search. Now, what we do when we do retain, we infuse our retained search product with our Focus 365 as well.
Desmond Adams, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the necessity to change our system as we go about the hiring process, small companies to large companies. I think one of the things that you said was really outstanding. As you know, I'm a professional marketer by trade, and you are so spot on that we spend lots and lots and lots of money trying to build a brand of whatever the company brand is supposed to be. But at the same time, we have traditionally not seen recruiting as a form of marketing. And indeed it is, because if you can polish the apple while you're doing something good for your company, everybody wins. Desmond, thank you so much for spending time with us again today. I really do appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you for the opportunity.
Once again, that's the voice of Desmond Adams, and you can hear the passion in his voice as he talks about Focus and Find and a new way for responsible acquisition. We will have links to Focus and Find on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us to put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing here in Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Desmond Adams, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.